You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Human Rights Commission campaign highlights how elder abuse can take many forms, from financial to physical abuse to neglecting the needs of older people.
He's always asking me to do things. Drive him to the shop, take him to the doctor, but I'm busy with my own life, and I don't have time for all his stuff too.
Now, I've been under a lot of pressure. Work's been flat out, the kids are always at me, and I haven't had a holiday in ages. Then we go around there, and all she does is complain. So yeah, sometimes it gets to me and I just lash out.
It's a common excuse from perpetrators of elder abuse, but for those experiencing it, there's a feeling of helplessness.
He's my primary carer, and I don't ask for a lot, but I do need help with my groceries and my medical care. I don't know what would happen if I miss my medication again.
I'm really grateful that he comes over. It's just, I never know what version of him I'm going to get. And it makes me feel unsafe.
Age Discrimination Commissioner Kay Patterson says the aim of the campaign is to shift the perspective of elder abuse offenders.
A lot of people don't understand what they're doing is really seen as elder abuse. So it's about just alerting them to think about how they're treating older people. It can take many forms, but it's a way in which a person, because of their age, is treated differently, either spoken down to, yelled at, you know, oh, they think you're deaf, so they speak loudly at you, or it can be psychological, it can be financial, it can be sexual, it can be physical, or just neglect. It's not treating people, older people, with respect.
Those most at risk are people living in isolation, a factor that's become heightened due to COVID-19. The Australian Institute of Family Studies has found that 1 in 6 older Australians have experienced some form of elder abuse over the last 12 months. But Kay Patterson says only a third have sought help.
They feel embarrassed that why is my son or my daughter doing this to me? They feel concerned that any help they get will be withdrawn, and they don't realise that there's help available. There is help available, and more people are being experienced in the way they can help. And older people don't want to go to court, but what they want is some way to be able to discuss this with the family, because mainly it's families who perpetrate the abuse, not always, and they want to be able to negotiate that. And we have some trials now being undertaken where the mediation can take place.
The Human Rights Commission says awareness is just as important for those in the culturally and linguistically diverse community. In an Australian first, the Commission has released resources including books and posters in 20 different languages.
Abusi verso le persone anziane possono essere fisici.
The campaign has been launched as the world marks the International Day of Older Persons. New South Wales Minister for Seniors Mark Curay says the government is encouraging people to combat harmful stereotypes that may inhibit older people from fully engaging in society. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has posted a tweet urging the global community to create more inclusive and age-friendly societies. It's a plea the Human Rights Commission says requires urgent action. Elder abuse can be reported using the national hotline 1800 Elder Help. That is 1800 353 374. Gareth Borum, SBS News.